Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, stand by.
This is Tanner and Drew's Donkey Show.
Yeah! Oh, what's going on, kids? Thanks for checking out Tanner and Drew's Donkey Show podcast. Heard online at 1059thebrew.com. I'm Tanner. Drew's right there. Laura's in the studio with us. Yeah. And on the phone right now, we haven't talked to him in a long time. I'll raise my head in a touch. The great Mr. Skin. Mr. Skin. Yes. Hey, brother. Mr. Skin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
There he is.
We're good, bro.
There he is. Yeah. The one and only Mr. Skin to talk to us about the 23rd Annual Anatomy Awards.
23.
I know. It's so weird to think I've been doing this for 23 years. I remember when I first started, it was so antiquated compared to what my incredible team is able to put together on the front page of MrSkin.com now, but that's fine. And also, there's just so much more content now to try to curate 33 awards. It's pretty amazing.
My question, I think I've asked you this before, but it's been so long I don't remember. When did Mr. Skin's website, MrSkin.com, when did it really take off? Was it after the movie Knocked Up? Or?
Well, we launched on August 10th of 1999, and... you know, it was, to be honest, it was when I first went on the Howard Stern show way back in 2000 was the
right.
First big thing. But the next big thing was the movie Knocked Up, for sure, was huge free publicity, the way they featured MrSkin.com in the movie, which was really cool.
And you still go on Stern, right? Like, you've gone on and talked about every Anatomy Award since they started?
No, in the last couple of years with COVID, they've kind of changed how they do that show over there, which is fine. I've been on that show. I'm
plenty
grateful. I've been on it
right.
plenty of times, and they talk about my website a lot on the air, which is cool. But it's just I've accumulated a lot of radio time being able to promote this website, and I think also we do when you go to our website, it's not like you feel like you're at some sleazy porn site. We do it in a fun way,
right.
And it's R-rated. It's about nudity in film and television. And we put a lot of time and effort into the editorial side, too. It's not just the pics and clips.
But doesn't it it must be different than some websites, though, because when we go there, we have to go through...
The company asked me,
this
website contains some pornographic material. Do you want to continue? The company says that to me before I...
Yeah, you get porn click.
Yeah, they count R-rated material as pornographic.
It's so ridiculous.
Kind of goofy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
But that's fine. I mean, it's the way it is. It's fine.
And Mr. Skin, we looked up, I'm not going to say it on the air here, but I looked up how much you were worth on Google yesterday, and congratulations. Holy crap. But like, when you started this in 1999, did you have any idea that this is where you would be?
No, not at all. Well, like, to give you an idea, I was working at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange as a clerk, living paycheck to paycheck. I was in my mid-30s, and I was like, gosh, if I can make a little extra side money to supplement what I'm making as a clerk, I'll be happy. And then I just had this, it was one of those situations where if I was making a good amount of money, like if I was making like $100,000 or something, I never would have quit my job to start this website and try to make a career of this because I would have been too comfortable, with mm-hmm. that kind of money. That would
had
have
to be
like
struggling.
So much money to me. Yeah, so I was, I was living pretty much paycheck to paycheck. I wasn't married, didn't have kids or anything.
Yeah.
But
and I then was I was looking at pictures of him on the internet, and he was sitting there on a beautiful yacht.
Jeez,
you know, like in the, like the Bahamas or something?
That's not my yacht. That was for below deck, so yeah.
Yeah, he was on a yacht. Good enough.
Yeah, right. I haven't been on a yacht.
But listen, I've been doing this 23 years. I have about 40 employees or skin employees. Most of them, or a lot of them, have been with me, you know, 15 plus years.
Right.
And, I've watched them raise families, you know, have their kids go to, you know, school, college. It's pretty crazy to watch all that's happened over time. And listen, I never in a million years would have thought I'd be doing this in 2022 and have 40 people working for me. Never.
And I remember a couple years ago we spoke, and it was right when COVID first hit in 2020. And Mr. Skin had just signed a lease for a fancy office building in Chicago.
Yeah.
And it was the moment.
And then all of a sudden, everyone was forced to stay home. So
still are.
Did that space ever get used?
No, we it's funny because I go into my office every Monday and Wednesday, and I have one employee. My COO goes in every day to use the office, and then I have like maybe one or two other people occasionally come in, but everyone else works remotely. And yeah, but listen, I still love having an office, even though we don't use it like we intended. We built it out. We put in like 2 conference rooms. We had his and hers bathrooms.
But are you still paying for it? Are you still paying for it with nobody in there?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I didn't weasel out. I signed the lease, you know. So
man of his word.
But it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. We're doing fine. We've never done better. And you know what? My team is with Zoom and Slack and social media and everything else. We are able to work fine from home.
Yeah.
I would prefer if we were all together every day, but it's a big perk for them to be able to work remotely too, because it's just when you have young kids or whatever, it's just easier to be able to do it from home.
The young kids thing, that kind of transitions into a question I had for you. Like when you first started this, you know, you're in your 20s or whatever, and like, you know, titties, it's hilarious or whatever, right? But you've had to attend many barbecues. You had to pick up your kids from school. People ask what you do. Is that a tough conversation?
Yeah, what do you tell other parents at the school what you do?
Well, first and foremost, I don't walk up to people and tell them what I do. You know, that it has to, like, it comes up over time.
So it's okay when they ask.
And then I'll say, like, it depends. It depends who the person is. If I barely know them, I'll say I have an internet business, you know, something like that. And then occasionally they'll start pressing you, and then I'm like, screw it. You know, here's what I do.
We're all in, baby.
The funny thing is everyone, I live in a pretty nice suburb in Chicago, and everyone in my town knows what I do. And I don't even think about it. Like, I don't walk around thinking what I do. I'm going to the grocery store just like you are, you know. But people always tell me funny stories about how someone came up to them and said, oh, I love that guy from the movie Knocked Up, or I heard him on Howard Stern. I love that guy. And I'm like, how do they even know? But people talk. You
the
know?
Gossip.
It's like,
right.
You live in an absolute neighborhood. They will talk.
Now, for the people who are been living under a rock and don't know what Mr. Skin is, I believe Laura didn't know what Mr. Skin was until recently.
I didn't know the full extent of what Mr. Skin was.
But it's not a porn site. It's a site that takes nudity from big mainstream movies and television shows and kind of just condenses it all in one site. And you probably have everything from everything. Do you have everything from every nude scene from everything ever made?
Well, that's our goal. It's hard. We find things
all the time.
We just found a down blouse in Gone with the Wind with Vivian Lee that we just put on the site. So that'll give you an idea. We're always working. But yeah, I mean, our goal is to have every nude scene chronicled and reviewed at our database. And when I started in 1999, I launched with 1,000 actresses. Today we have over 33,000 actresses.
So,
I
have a question, and this is my initial question for the guys. I log on to the website, and there's a bunch of boobs. There's tits everywhere. But what about, do you showcase the male genitalia as well? I haven't done much investigating, but, I mean, for the ladies.
I don't want to say sister site, I should say brother site, called MrMan.com, which is...
I forgot about that.
Mr. Man.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing as Mr. Skin, except that it's for male nudity. And the funny thing is, we started, I think it was like 2014, And I remember thinking, you know, I just don't want to have to, like, know every male nude scene like I do every female.
Yeah, it's a lot of dong.
Yeah, so we just decided to launch it just more as a website that we find people find it through affiliates and other websites.
Okay, so you'd be able to find things like the couple, like two or three frames of Bruce Willis's penis in Pulp Fiction would be in there.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah. And the same as Mr. Skin, but I'll tell you what, there's been so much more male nudity now. There was a big thing even last year with the movie, with the television show Sex Life from Netflix, which was in the third episode of the first season. This Adam Demos had a full frontal scene that was caused like millions of downloads on Netflix, and it's more and more common to see male nudity in the last like 5, 6, 7 years than ever. It's crazy. So my Mr. Man website is actually doing really well, also on top of Mr. Skin.
Awesome. Right. See, he's covering all the bases.
He's covering it all.
And I think that diffuses Laura a little bit because she's like, this is a real one-way street. But if there's another street heading the other way.
Yeah, I like to hear that.
All right. Well, let's.
One-way highway.
Let's get into the 23rd Annual Anatomy Awards presented by MrSkin.com. I'm very, very excited to hear who won Best Back Burger.
Yeah, and I should point out, like I said, this whole list is for free at the front page of our website, but more important, it's so much fun for me to curate these wild and crazy nude scenes from all over the world for you guys. And Best Back Burger is, now, if you don't know what Back Burger is, maybe you guys should describe it, but hopefully you can. But it's Megan Montaner in a HBO España show called 30 Coins, which is a crime mystery, and this happened in the sixth episode of the first season. And it's a rare, you don't get this a lot in movies and television because it's I don't know how to describe it. It's very, you see parts of the body that you usually wouldn't see. And this happened very quickly, but our crack staff, no pun intended, at MrSkin.com was able to find this and make it one of our 33 awards this year.
So the frame only lasted a couple of seconds, or even if that, and then
a little blip.
Your team saw it, and then they still shot it. And
yeah. But the back burger is very rare. The only thing rarer would be maybe celebrity butthole, but the back burger is definitely the rarest of all.
I don't know what that is.
Back burgers is.
All right. Okay, back burger. The girl is laying on the bed, and she's on her stomach, and you can see her vagina from behind.
The labia.
Yeah, you can see some
the
lippage.
Yeah, you can see some burger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see some burger, right?
I got
you can
it.
See some burger, some bad
burger. I don't know how this wasn't self-explanatory in the title.
No, I thought it was a butthole reference, but he just said that the only thing more rare is the butthole.
It's probably a good thing that you've got. So what about the latest Jackass film? I'm going to assume that's all over the Mr. Ma'am or whatever site, your sister's site.
Yeah, yes, of course.
Because like Steve-O's butthole was on the big screen.
Right. Yeah.
Like it was like a 4-foot butthole.
Oh, you might be able to see that at Mr. Man.
But they were they willfully showed butthole. These are unintended buttholes or
it's a little different when it's like camera drift.
We would definitely have that, but I mean there's a difference in
I see. I see. So it's usually like accidental type stuff or
what's that?
Burger.
For like
if
the
you're
burger.
Trying to get burger shot.
Trying to get burger. That's accidental.
Yeah, burger's usually accidental. Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, what about best?
You guys are fascinated by the back burger.
The very term is hilarious.
I've never heard that term before.
I'd say it's more of like a, you know, if you're going to go with traditional sandwiches or burgers.
Like I'm trying to
it's
think.
More of a Philly
I'm thinking of Mr. Skin and his 40 people sitting in a room coming up with back
burger. If you
would
have said
Philly cheesesteak.
Beef curtains or something, I would have known, but.
That's in the dictionary.
It's a play on fur burger, though, is what it is.
Yeah. It's all in the back burg.
So who got best breast this year during the 23rd Annual Anatomy Awards at Mr. Skin?
Well, that was an easy one. It was Sydney Sweeney in a movie called Voyeurs, which was an Amazon original movie. She plays Cassie on Euphoria. Now, Euphoria did not air in 2021, which is where all these Anatomy Awards are from. But luckily for us, Sydney Sweeney graced.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The screen with the great topless scene in the voyeurs. And I could tell you guys that nobody is complaining about our Best Breasts Award. That is a unanimous decision. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's really pretty. I don't think I recognize her from anything.
She's in it. You guys need to watch Euphoria.
I've heard great things.
Yeah, I recognize the boobs.
Is that what you recognize? Yeah. So Sydney Sweeney, very beautiful girl. She got Best Breast for the, what's the show called? The Voyeurs?
Voyeurs. It was made for Amazon movie.
Okay.
And oh, here's a little tidbit. She's from Spokane, Washington.
Look at that.
Yeah. You guys can relate.
Yeah.
Laura used to live there.
Uh-huh.
Who got Best Butt?
Well, Best Butt, remember that show that I was telling you about, Sex Life? Sarah Shahi stars in it. It's a Netflix show about a 40-something suburban mom. She has it all, fantasizes about, she has this great husband, you know, kids, great house in the suburbs, but she just fantasizes about her single days all the time. And the show got kind of crappy reviews, but it's had millions of downloads partly because of Sarah Shahi and the great sex scenes, but also because, like I said before, the male nudity in this too. So Netflix, pretty smart, even though it didn't get good reviews from, you know, mainstream critics, they renewed it for a second season because so many people were into it. But she won Best Butt, and that happened in the sixth episode, as you could probably see. It's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it's a nice little bottom.
Derriere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go to Best Full Frontal. I didn't know that Halsey a full frontal scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Holy crap.
I'm glad she's getting a shout out for this, because I wasn't expecting that either.
Yeah, so I'll just go ahead and say that Halsey won Best Full Frontal over at MrSkin.com, and she's beautiful. I like her tattoos, and she's got, like, tattoos on her legs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's got that look.
Yeah, say that again?
I said she's got that kind of tattoo-y hot look.
Yeah, and she did this, it was like a made for, it's kind of picture like a an extended music video. She did an album called If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power.
That's the one that Nine Inch Nails produced.
Oh, okay.
Right, and it played at IMAX. And it would be like, you're not expecting that all of a sudden Halsey's going to walk in the water completely nude. It was pretty impressive, and that was our Best Full Frontal of the year.
Wow.
Well, she says some crazy things in her songs that aren't, you know, it's not like straight-laced stuff.
She'll just talk about just doing cocaine in a song.
And she'll talk about, like, you know, fantasizing about people in her bed who aren't there and things, you know. Like, so she's not like she's not your Hannah Montana. You know, so if anybody who sings might get naked, it might be Halsey.
Like, it's not too far off base from her.
But it still was kind of surprising, because it wasn't like from a movie or television show. It was just like a music video, and she goes full frontal.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say it's not a music video. It's an hour-long presentation of an album, but it was very, you know, it was like an extended music video.
Right.
Let's say that.
Yeah. Well, who got Best Nudecomer? Because every year there's got to be somebody, an actress and an actor, who get nude for the first time in a film. And
yeah.
And who won this year for Best Nudecomer?
It was Sydney, and a nudecomer, our definition of that is someone who wasn't on our radar, but then does a great nude scene, and then we become big fans of her. So, so in other words, someone famous that does a nude scene can't be a nudecomer. A nudecomer has to be an unknown who does a nude scene, and that makes her, you know, popular at our website or someone we want to get to know more of. And Sidney Meier in that Why the Last Man, on that sci-fi series from Hulu, and it's about, like, all the men die, and it's all women.
Right.
It's about based on a comic book. But, yeah, she also could have been in the running for Best Breast, but she won Best Nudecomer this year, Sidney Meier.
Now, there's an actress who I believe is from another country. She might be Polish. But someone got an award for Best Golden Shower this year,
Ooh.
The 23rd Annual Anatomy Awards.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's hard to pronounce her name, Katarzyna Chochnaka or something, but it's a Polish movie, and it's called All My Friends Are Dead, and it is a very, very, it's exactly what you would think, and it's another one of those surprising scenes that, would only happen in a foreign movie, and she's beautiful, and it's pretty cool. I'm not into that, but if that's what you like, go right ahead.
You know what
won our best golden shower.
We hear that a lot. I'm not into it, but that was pretty cool around here.
Yeah.
But I know people are, so we put it in our awards.
So, I saw on TikTok that people were reacting to a really disturbing sex scene from a Netflix show. Was this it?
No, because this was a Polish thing.
Okay, because there's some...
Can we point out
there were people that were just filming their reaction to a sex scene off of a show on Netflix. Like, apparently it's one of the most disturbing sex scenes ever.
Oh.
And
What's the scene?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
It's more disturbing than Golden Showers, apparently. Because I'm guessing the Golden Shower Award, there wasn't a slew of nominees.
It's probably just
that one.
One thing I learned when I go down the Anatomy Awards is that there are some really fucked up TV shows out there.
Yeah. It goes off the rails.
Yeah. It's crazy now. And especially when you factor in all the shows from other countries that we have access to. Like, there was one of our awards was Best Ash to Mouth, which is Julia Fox in Private Chat. And Julia Fox dated Kanye, so she's become
Uncut
pretty
Gems.
Popular.
Oh, she's the Uncut Gems
Uncut
girl?
Uncut Gems.
Very good. She was Adam Sandler's girlfriend in Uncut Gems. But in this Private Chat, she plays a cam girl, and she meets up with a customer in person, and she's like kind of more the dom in the relationship. And they're both having very graphic sex. It's like NC-17 stuff. And she's smoking a cigarette, and at one point she flicks her ashes onto his tongue while they're having sex. So we called it Best Ash to Mouth. We didn't know what to call it.
I thought it was very creative.
It's people good. Have to see, yeah.
That is weird.
I like that.
All right. Well, Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com.
Amazing.
The 23rd Annual Anatomy Awards are out, and you can see all of them. I mean, there's so much stuff we didn't get to. You can check it all out.
So much. Yeah, so
MrSkin.com. And we're talking about best BBW, most niptastic nips, best nude and crude, best pokies.
There is so much content on the website, even beyond the awards. There's a lot to see.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thanks a lot. I'm glad you guys are having fun with it. And it's meant to entertain, so stop on by, and I think you'll have a lot of fun checking it out.
All this burger talk makes me want to hit like an In-N-Out.
I'm kind of hungry.
All right, we'll
In-N-Out seems like a funny burger for a back burger.
Yeah, it really does. It really does.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you, Mr. Skin, from MrSkin.com. Appreciate it, brother. Thanks
for
coming on the show. Mr. Skin. Yeah. Funny, best back burger.
Yeah.
I feel like I learned a lot today.
40 employees, though. I would have never guessed it'd be that many.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah, impressive.
Yeah.
And, you know, when the lease is up, I'm sure it's going to be making even more cash.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to say how much he made. Now that he's off the phone, I'll tell you. Because you just Google it. You can Google it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we Googled it, and it said he was worth $15 million.
Bang. Yeah. And that's
$15 million.
It's like, I live in a nice neighborhood. Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
You're definitely in a nice neighborhood.
All right. What else? Where do we go from there? Where do we go from Mr. Skin?
I don't know.
Home.
Yeah.
So a few things we didn't touch on today.
Sure.
A robber asked a victim to, quote, pinky promise not to call the police.
Oh, yeah. And a pinky promise that locks you in.
Yeah, you know
this.
Yeah,
you can't break those.
You have two daughters. You know this.
Oh, man. They'll never talk to you again.
A robbery victim told police that a man made him a pinky promise that he wouldn't call authorities after stealing $80 from him in Warren, Ohio.
The victim told police he was approached by a man in a ski mask holding a pocket knife. The robber demanded cash and made the victim pinky promise he wouldn't report the robbery before riding off on a bicycle.
That's great.
Too.
That's great.
You know, it's nice to cover your bases.
Honestly, that's fucked up. He shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have broken his pinky promise.
Yeah, if you didn't want to promise, then you shouldn't have done it.
Then you shouldn't have done it.
The dictionary has defined key bump after it trends in the news.
It's just trending now?
Yeah, Merriam-Webster went to Twitter to describe what a key bump is after Republican Representative Madison Cawthorn's recent comments that he observed a prominent official snort cocaine. A key bump is the act of, you know, using a little bit of the end of a key to get a little bit of nose dirt in your eye, in your nose.
Lump of cocaine.
Yeah. And
now it's in.
And so now, yeah. So they say that they're not going to enter key bump as a fixed phrase in the dictionary. because it has, quote, not yet demonstrated wide currency of use.
Really?
Well, you're not hanging out with the right people.
I was going to say, strongly disagree. Because and I think the year 2000, the first time I physically watched somebody do something like that.
Right.
And that's what they called it then. We're talking 22 years ago, it was a key bump.
I've never heard it referred to as anything else.
Because I said, what was that? That's a key bump. Oh.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. Self-explanatory.
And you're going to tell me it took 22 years for that to make it around? I think it had already gone around. But, you know, maybe the powers that be are a little square.
Yeah.
That's true.
Here was that Republican representative's comments that started the whole controversy.
The sexual perversion that goes on in Washington, I mean, then all of a sudden you get invited to, like, well, hey, we're going to have kind of a sexual get-together at one of our homes. You should come. And I'm like, and then you realize they're asking you to come to an orgy. Or the fact that, you know, there's some of the people that are leading on the movement to try and remove addiction in our country. And then you watch them do, you know, a key bump of cocaine right in front of you.
This guy sounds like a nerd.
Yeah, but I mean, he says that like we don't all already think that about our politicians. Yeah. Like, we all know what's going on. Like,
you're all a bunch of Rob Fords.
Yeah.
It's getting loose.
Rob Ford.
Wasn't he the one, the Canadian politician who got caught?
Was it Toronto,
crack?
I think? Toronto?
Yeah.
That was crazy. Rest in peace, the great Rob Ford.
Well, I mean, he knew it was going to be a short life, so why not ride it?
Let's see. A woman bites a pit bull that was attacking her dog.
Oh.
Biting back. That's one way to do it.
Was also in Ohio. Apparently, she eventually realized that her dog was being attacked by a loose pit bull when she jumped into struggle and jumped into the struggle to fight with the pit bull. She actually bit it on the ear.
Oh. That'll shut it down.
Yeah, I mean, her dog was still kind of fucked up, but she bit the dog back.
Like survival mode. You know what it's like when somebody's messing with your dog, you do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I would start. Oh,
I could see you snarling.
Definitely. A naked drunken man jumps the fence at an airport and tries to stop an airplane in Chicago.
It's like, let's hear him out.
Yeah, you better have a good reason.
He managed to jump the fence, which had a wire on the top of it, and he was naked. That must have been painful.
Oh, I bet.
But he tried to stop a private jet from taking off. The suspect was quickly apprehended and taken to a hospital for a mental evaluation.
Yeah.
Audio between the air traffic control tower and the pilot shows the confusion. Listen to this.
It appears to be a person, unauthorized person, while going across into the safety area 13 center right now.
This guy is stripping butt naked right now.
He's right here at the front of the jet. Look, he's trying to get in. Yeah, our door's open here. They have the suspect on the ground here. He's giving them fits.
He's giving him fits? Is that what he said?
I think so, yeah.
Giving him fits. Man, oh, I'd be so afraid to hop a fence, like, nuts to wire. Oof. Like, that's just not there. Dude.
Well, obviously, he was not in his right state of mind. So
really?
Maybe, so maybe he didn't feel it. Maybe he was just, numb from the waist down.
He could have a bag torn all the way through. He wouldn't know.
Real quick, someone sent a text message earlier today and said, I would like to coin a new term and tradition. _ Frecklefoots, Foot Freak Friday, which we would get a new foot pick every Friday.
All right, can we sponsor that? Am I going to make some money off this?
Yeah, by the Good Feet store or something.
Yeah, there you go.
I could do a little like in-studio series.
Why don't you do a short series for this guy? It'll make his day.
Yeah, that's not bad.
He'll be buying your socks by June.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're interested in buying Laura's used socks, which, by the way, we have to talk more about that tomorrow. Are you still currently wearing the used socks?
I'm still wearing the socks.
You are.
How many days is this now?
When did we talk about it?
Like, we were five days in when we...
So this has got to be a week.
Man. Laura's been wearing the same dirty socks for a week because some dude asked to pay for her dirty socks and dirty yoga pants.
And
I smelled a gym bag in here.
Well, if you... that's the goal. That's
to get them
the
stinky?
Goal. Yeah, so if you smell them, please let me know, because then I know that they're done.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh,
so
man.
I'm just trying to deliver a quality product.
And they were kind of ripe on day five, and Drew and I took a whiff, you know? So
by tomorrow, I mean, your sock was starting to dandruff.
I told him I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go to spin class on Saturday, and then he's going to pay for my pedicure after spin class on Saturday. So
this guy's all in.
Yeah.
That is crazy. All right. We got to take a break. We got to go, actually, because I got a doctor's appointment. They're calling me right now. So.
Okay.
_ Frecklefoot.
Bye. You've been listening to Tanner and Drew's Donkey Show. Heard daily at 105.9thebrew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.